Welcome to Food Facts LHS. I'm Jose. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about unhealthy eating habits. Thank you for being here with us, Dr. Nichols.
No problem. Happy to be here. So what kind of questions are we going to have today?
Well, today, the discussion in health issues and how it correlates with depression.
Oh, well, that's a big one in these times. Literally, no jokes aside. A growing problem throughout all teens, but especially in the U.S. with all the temptations around us.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good message to get out there considering all that's going on, even if we could only help a few people.
Well, let's start with the obvious things like weight gain, heart problems. Because of all the fat, sugar, and carbs, along with unknown substances being put into fast foods, where the big problem lies is depression. And the hole that it gets us into because of the dopamine that food we enjoy releases.
Why do you think teens are eating a lot of fast food?
There's a lot of reasons involved, like the price, how fast it is, how it's, but what the main cause is depression and how it also plays a role. And the lack of motivation causes people to become lazier and not want to make it themselves.
Well, we did a survey and we got that 87.5% of teens know at least one or more students with an eating disorder. Why do you think that is?
Well, with all the chemicals and hormones being put into our meat products, it can cause unknown weight gains because the body is going through processes like an increased appetite at an early age where they are too young to handle it, and it causes this loop of weight gain and depression.
We did some research, and is it true that 1 in 20 young women have an eating disorder?
Yes, this is actually a fact. Idolizing skinny bodies and bodily effects after birth can play a role in this type of extreme eating disorder.
What can teens do to help prevent their eating disorders?
Well, there are a lot of things that can be done. First off, resisting temptation and easy-to-make food is the first step. Buying all natural food without hormones or chemicals to make at home. Then once you get your food situation intact, you can start taking care of yourself mentally to make sure that you don't have any reason to go back to the to eating healthy for the dopamine or to cope. And lastly, things like cardio and sports can really help with your heart and losing weight depending on how motivated you are. But even a small amount of exercise can result in a big change.
All right. That's all we have time for. Thank you, Dr. Nichols, for being with us here at Food Facts LHS.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.